Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you know what today is? It's the debut of this. And this is going to be a part of our show every Tuesday for the next few months or so. Every Tuesday for the next few months. How about all the way through September? It's Twins Ticket Tuesday. Don't call in yet. Do not call in yet. I would prefer, can I just be honest? I would prefer if we'd have like something on the show, like we talk about why do we connect so well with old friends. We're about to talk the Ronna McDaniel decision and the backpedal by NBC. I mean, they were surprised by the criticism, you know, and then people call in and contribute. And maybe Dave would say, that was the best call. No. We got lawyers. We got little weasel lawyers who won't let us do this. So we're going to do calls again, which I'm not big on the call, just like the 474th caller, but that's the way we're going to do it. That's the way. So I'm on the record. I'm glad we're giving out tickets. I'd love if we give up more tickets. I'd rather you earn the tickets as opposed to randomly, but we got these lawyers. So when it happens, and it's not yet, it's a four-pack of tickets for the opener Thursday, April 4th, against our rivals, the Guardians. Number one rival for the Minnesota Twins in all of baseball is which team, Dave Harrigan?
Oh, it's got to be the Guardians. How could it be anybody else?
Is that just because the copy says it's the,
I think so.
Our
That's
division
fair.
Rivals, the Guardians?
Is it still the White Sox?
I don't really think they have a prime rival, do they? I mean, the White Sox, in waves, yeah. I mean, the last wave was with Ozzy, the Piranhas and all that, but that was a long time ago.
It was. I mean, it doesn't seem like the Tigers or the Royals are a big rival, obviously, division. The Brewers.
Get out of here with the Yankees. I mean, if one team just slaps you around, you know, no.
Nobody likes the Yankees, but that doesn't mean it's a rivalry between the two sides. Can you consider the Brewers still a rival, or is that just, you know, because it's American and National League, it just can't be?
How about this one? Joe Pulad's checks. Maybe that's their biggest rival. The new budget, the Twins' biggest rival.
Yeah?
Listen.
Bally Sports North and Diamond.
Exactly. In fact, I have not announced this yet, I believe. When I was in Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, not the number one song, Suspicious Minds is. I put $100 on the Twins to win the World Series.
Wow. Look at you.
What?
Mr. Twins
Who
baseball.
Who's a bigger homer than me? $100. I think I win close to $3,000. I need Joe Pola to say, rope-a-dope. We're going to sign Jordan Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Joe, I got skin in the game now. I got $100 down. Let's go. Let's spend some money. So, 4-pack of tickets for the home opener, Thursday, April 4th. Which radio show, Dave Harrigan, will be there for the 2.5 hours leading up to that home opener?
Got to assume it's going to be the Chad Hartman show heard on WCCO radio.
That's it. You'll be there. Will you, after emphasizing a point, slam the table with your right hand and knock us off the air like you did during the playoff run last year?
I think I've learned my lesson about how fragile WCCO radio's connection to the airwaves is, especially on a live remote. I'm going to keep hands away, hands off all times.
Hold on. I'm going to try it here. Boom! I slapped the table. We're still on the air.
That wasn't a very hard slap. That was a sissy
slap.
No,
it wasn't. I was afraid it was going to knock us off. I think I've got the same equipment right now. Northland Ford Dealers, they're sponsoring the home opener. First 10,000 fans, opening weekend beanie. What are you saying on a beanie?
I like a good beanie.
Good beanie's okay. Twins Ticket Tuesday all year is presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. So, before this is done, again, the Twins win Twins song again. I'm your guy, Lane, but thumbs down. So are we going with the strikeouts again, or what are we going with? Because we can't just do only the win Twins song.
No, we are not doing the strikeouts yet. We got to give the team a chance to prove themselves.
Okay.
Either way, so maybe in May, beginning of May, after a good month of the season, we'll reassess. But for right now, we're just going with the straight win Twins and, of course, the Chris Tubbs wolf howl at the end to make it a Chad Hartman Show production. When you hear that, be caller three. Caller three we will take today.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know what? Here's the deal for a little DeRusha. Even though the Wolves are on the fan now, I wish we still were giving away Wolves tickets. Why can't Gons go buy some Wolves tickets and then we'll give them away? That would be allowed, right? Would that be some sort of copyright, some sort of radio on radio crime?
I'm pro radio on radio crime, frankly.
Yes, so am I. Okay, let's get into this again because let's go with the premise. If you listen to the show, you know by now. In my view, Donald Trump is not equipped for 1 second to be the president of the United States. He's a narcissist. He's a liar. He showed himself frequently that he was up for the job. He lied about the election over and over and over again. He empowered his enablers to lie and lie and lie about the 2020 election. He lost. He lost every valid court case. Guess what? He was the 45th president of the United States. He won the nomination easily. And in numerous poll after poll after poll, he's either in a close race, he's either barely losing, or in most of the races, he's winning. And so if networks want to cover Donald Trump and they want to bring in analysts to just bring on traditional Republicans is not providing the audience, I think, enough. Now, would I personally on this show rather hear from Vin Weber, Tim Pawlenty, Kurt Tout, numerous other Republicans on other issues? Yes, but this show tries constantly to get Tom Emmer, Pete Stauber, Brad Finstead, and Michelle Fishbach on the show. They've all decided to rarely go on, or if they go on, it's Softball City. Almost every interview should be labeled Softball City. So we try to get those views out there. And so when NBC News made the decision to bring on Ronna McDaniel, they knew what they were doing. They were bringing on the former RNC chair who had been verbally kissing Trump's butt like everybody does in the Republican Party because it's now the Trump Party. But to me, they made a decision instead of just having on traditional Republicans or Republicans who, at least publicly, and maybe 100% support Donald Trump, but among the analysts, have an analyst on who reflects the Trump view as a part of your discourse, as a part of your panel. Is he a guy I'm ever going to vote for? No. I got about 330 million I'd vote for ahead of him. But he is a huge force in politics today. And like we've had texts recently about, well, have on Chris Christie. He's good. He was on ABC. Chris Christie hates Donald Trump. By the way, I still might vote for Chris Christie because my policy is if you run for the office, I will consider you. To me, it's simple. I'm either voting for Christie or Phillips. That's it. I'm not voting for Biden. I'm not voting for Trump. So NBC News hires Ronna McDaniel, who, yes, like other Trump apologists, has lied over and over again, in particular about the election. And so if it's a lie test, no, she fails. But if you're going to talk Donald Trump, are you just going to have on Democrats, journalists, and Republicans who really don't like him? I think for the total conversation, the Trump brand, so to speak, the MAGA brand should be a part of your conversation. Yeah, I get it. On Fox, it's everywhere. On Newsmax, it's everywhere. Just like on MSNBC, every liberal view is everywhere. But if you're an NBC, a CBS, ABC, or Fox over the air, I think you should have all those views represented. And by the way, if it's Ronna McDaniel or somebody else and they're filibustering and they're lying, well, it's up to your journalist host to call them out. So NBC News makes this decision. Many of their journalists ticked off about it. First of all, as someone who complains about management all the time ever since I started, I applaud them. Give your opinion. But now, multiple reports saying they're backpedaling and they're about to dump her. Are you guys that big of dopes at NBC? You had to know if you hired her that many of your journalists were going to be furious. That shocked you that Rachel Maddow and Chuck Todd and Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are like, no, we have ethical standards and we shouldn't put a liar on the air. You had to think that over and over again as you made the decision. And now just days later, you're backpedaling. If you're going to curl up this quickly, then don't hire her. And many other networks won't hire. I get it. But as a guy who doesn't, if Donald Trump tells me right now it's 2:20 in the afternoon, central in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'd have to look myself. But he is an enormous part of the conversation. And I'm sorry, just only having on old school Republicans doesn't reflect the guy who's turned the party into a reflection of himself. So I think NBC News should have hired her. And I think this backpedal is laughable. If you're gonna just back away so fast, don't hire her. What do you want to say? I want feedback. I want phone calls. I want texts. I want to hear from you. The Twin tickets will be later this hour before we're done. Chris is in again today. Is that right?
Yes, he is. Chris Eggert in for Jason.
Chris Eggert in, Jason in D.C. doing the tourist thing and also looking for schools. What do you want to say? Phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Dave Arrigan, what do you want to say about the Ronna McDaniel situation? The decision to hire, it seems like it's just inevitable when they're going to announce that they fired her. It's also inevitable that she's going to explore legal options. It's also inevitable that Trump is going to make hay on this and say, see, the networks are out to get us. He's not going to be loving up Ronna when he just dumped her as the RNC chair. What do you want to say, sir? We'd love more texts and feedback. 651-461-9226.
Well, if you're Chuck Todd and any of the journalists at NBC, it's going to be hard to shake that label of being the liberal media, right? If you are an NBC executive and you're in charge of hiring and you want to, you know, hire somebody big in the Republican Party, is it do you think it's your responsibility to run it by the top journalists? Or are you there to make the hire and that's your job and who cares what Chuck Todd or anyone else says?
Well, it's a fair question because some of the reporting is suggesting over the last 24 hours that they didn't run it by anybody. Some of the reporting is also suggesting that she was surprised that Kristen Welker, who I thought did a very good job, was so direct in her question as opposed to a positive rollout. I think, to me, knowing that this is going to be within your company a controversial hire and that you, this job's unique. You pay these people, some of them, to just report. Okay. Some are just, they're reporters, they just report. Others are paid to give their opinions. And some of these folks have been called out and mocked and belittled by her. Some of them had very contentious interviews with her. So because of that, I think you should sit down with some of them. If you still believe in the hire, I'm not giving them the final say, but I'm at least having some level of a conversation with some of them. You know, as Burns would say, you're big knockers. Mm-hmm. You're top people. You're going to sit down, listen to what they say, try to make your case, and also be open-minded and maybe not make it, but at least I think in this case have some information.
Yeah, I get that. And you, perhaps you do sit down with some of the big knockers and say, you know what, you know, when you talk about gaslighting and personal attacks, was Ronna McDaniel one that led that charge? And if they say absolutely yes, then you say, okay, maybe we don't hire her, but I'm going to explain
she
to you now.
Too.
Yeah, and
the answer is yes.
Yeah,
she was.
I think
sure.
We all agree the answer was yes. But then you say, okay, but we need somebody with that perspective as a contributor to NBC News. And you don't like it, you don't have to like it, but the facts are the facts. And look at politics today. Look at the Republican Party today. We can't just have, you know, old school Republicans who are, you know, never Trumpers, but just want to be a, you know, a Reagan conservative. There needs to be somebody from the MAGA wing that's within NBC News to comment on situations with them and with other aspects of politics today. And I think that's a perfectly legitimate argument for NBC to make.
Plenty of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. There's a difference between someone with a contrasting viewpoint versus a compulsive liar. News organizations should recognize the difference. Donald Trump is a compulsive liar. And the people around him are compulsive liars who go along with his lies. That's the problem. You have to make a decision. Are you going to cover this guy who lies on a regular basis? You know, when he won various states through the primary, I called out CNN for cutting him off right away. Yeah. He lies. He does. To me, it's then on to the journalist afterwards to say, this was a lie. That was a lie. But if he's winning these races, you can't just act like he doesn't exist. I wish he wasn't a part of the debate. I don't think he's equipped. I wish Joe Biden wasn't running for re-election. Again, among the two, I take Biden 1,000 out of 1,000 times, but I don't think Joe's cognitively up for the job. More text. Ron McDaniel was involved in trying to turn over the 2020 election. I'll add, yes, 100%. She worked to destroy our democracy. She's a liar. Having her on NBC as a guest, for alternative perspective only. Our news media is too focused on Trump as it is. We don't need to give him more attention. He won the Republican nomination. He's leading a lot of polls. These are political shows, Dave. Are we really saying that Face the Nation, This Week, Meet the Press, Fox Sunday should not discuss Donald Trump? Again, I wish he wasn't in the mix. You know, I think his morality and the character is awful. I really do. I think he wakes up every day thinking only about himself. But he crushed everybody within his party. So if you're going to have a show that covers the political landscape, how do you have a show and you don't talk about it? I don't see how that's possible.
There's plenty that would like it to be possible, but it's not, and it shouldn't be. If he's the leader and presumptive nominee for one of the two major parties in this country, you got to talk about him. It's part of the rules of being a journalist.
Yeah. Like somebody says, Scott Jennings would be a better choice. Scott Jennings is more of a traditional conservative. He's on CNN. He rips Trump on a regular basis, though. He does. Most of the time when he rips Trump, I agree with him 100%. But the guy got 74 million votes. And he's going to be a factor again. And, I mean, can you find other people who support him but don't believe his election lies? It's harder now. Again, they're all lies. He just incessantly lies. He lost. And he keeps saying it. And he'll keep saying it all throughout this summer. So if you want somebody who is more of a true reflection of where he stands, it's not a pool a lot of people agree with if you're opposed to him. I mean, part of it for me, too, and then I'm going to pause here. That's why I want more alternatives. And our timing's right because I want to pick up on this conversation. RFK Jr. right now is announcing his VP. So, for me, and I'm glad he's run. I'm not going to vote for him. I think his vaccines, I think he's way more into conspiracies than I want. And his vaccine talk, including what he said about autism years ago, is awful for me. But I want third, fourth, fifth, sixth parties. I don't want just to have a network where, you know, or political dialogue and only political shows where, well, this is the Republican radio show, this is the Trump radio show, or this is the Biden TV, or this is the Biden radio. I want to have more options. RFK Jr. on some issues, some key issues, which I find troubling, I won't vote for. But I'm glad that he's running. I hope we get more. So if you could have someone in business, someone else who's not a traditional politician, and they would run for the office of the president of the United States, and you would be happy, who is it? I wasn't gonna do the back-to-back political stories, but I think the timing's too good because literally right now, RFK Jr. is announcing Nicole Shannon as running mate, as his running mate. And again, to a lot of people, she's not well known. She's got money. She's been a Biden supporter, environmentalist, but on some vaccine issues, she's with him, and he needs the money. And the VP pick isn't going to make that much of a difference, just like any VP pick doesn't make much of a difference. So if you could pick anyone out there right now who's not a politician to run for president, who would it be and why? You want to call in and tell me? That'd be great. You want to text me? That'd be great. Who do you have? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.